Manola McKnight, C, sworn in for the defendant, 49th, to testify. I work for Mrs. Selig. I cook for her. Mr. and Mrs. Frank live with Mr. and Mrs. Selig. His wife is Mrs. Selig's daughter. I cooked breakfast for the family on April 26th. Mr. Frank finished breakfast a little after 7 o'clock. Mr. Frank came to dinner about 20 minutes after 1 that day. That was not the dinner hour, but Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Selig were going off on the 2 o'clock car. They were already eating when Mr. Frank came in. My husband, Albert McKnight, wasn't in the kitchen that day between 1 and 2 o'clock at all. Standing in the kitchen door, you cannot see the mirror in the dining room. If you move up to the north end of the kitchen where you can see the mirror, you can't see the dining room table. My husband wasn't there all that day. Mr. Frank left that day sometime after 2 o'clock. I next saw him at 6:30 at supper. I left about 8 o'clock. Mr. Frank was still at home when I left. He took supper with the rest of the family. After this happened, the detectives came out and arrested me and took me to Mr. Dorsey's office, where Mr. Dorsey, my husband, and another man were there. I was working at the Seeligs when they come and got me. They tried to get me to say that Mr. Frank would not allow his wife to sleep that night and that he told her to get up and get his gun and let him kill himself, and that he made her get out of bed. They had my husband there to bulldoze me, claiming that I had told him that. I had never told him anything of the kind. I told them right there in Mr. Dorsey's office that it was a lie. Then they carried me down to the station house in the patrol wagon. They came to me for another statement about 11:30 or 12 o'clock that night and made me sign something before they turned me loose, but it wasn't true. I signed it to get out of jail because they said they would not let me out. It was all written out for me before they made me sign it. Cross-examination? I signed that statement, States Exhibit J, but I didn't tell you some of the things you got in there. I didn't say he left home about 3 o'clock. I said somewhere about 2. I did not say he was not there at 1 o'clock. Mr. Graves and Mr. Pickett of Beck and Gregg Hardware Company came down to see me. A detective took me to Mr. Dorsey's office. My husband was there and told me that I had told him certain things. Yes, I denied it. Yes, I wept and cried and stuck to it. When they first brought me out of jail, they said they did not want anything else but the truth. Then they said I had to tell a lot of lies, and I told them I would not do it. That man sitting right there, pointing to Mr. Campbell, and a whole lot of men wanted me to tell lies. They wanted me to witness to what my husband was saying. My husband tried to get me to tell lies. They made me sign that statement, but it was a lie. If Mr. Frank didn't eat any dinner that day, I ain't sitting in this chair. Mrs. Selig never gave me no money. The statement that I signed is not the truth. They told me if I didn't sign it, they were going to keep me locked up. That man there indicating, and that man made me sign it. Mr. Graves and Mr. Pickett made me sign it. They did not give me any more money after this thing happened. 1 week I was paid 2 weeks' wages. Redirect examination. None of the things in that statement is true. It's all a lie. My wages never have been raised since this thing happened. They did not tell me to keep quiet. They, the Seeligs, always told me to tell the truth, and it couldn't hurt.